Good morning to everyone and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. On this Father's Day, I want to tell you a true story about the niece of a priest friend of mine. So this little girl was born with a congenital heart defect, a very serious one, actually life-threatening. It was called a complete transposition of the greater arteries. So what that means is the position of the aorta and the pulmonary artery were switched, were reversed. So in a normal heart, the pulmonary artery carries blood from the heart to the lungs, which then oxygenates that blood, and then that blood is sent back to the heart, and then through the aorta, it reaches the rest of the body. So if you skipped out or slept through anatomy class in high school, now you know. But the switched arteries reverse that. So what that means then is this, that oxygen-depleted blood now flows through the right side of the heart and it goes back to the body without passing through the lungs. So the blood never gets oxygenated, that blood. And then oxygen-rich blood now flows through the left side of the heart and it goes directly back to the lungs without being pumped to the rest of the body. You can think about how consequential that could be. And certain cases, it's life-threatening, and this was one of those cases. So as soon as the child was born and the doctors knew what was happening, they had to life flight the little girl down to Denver to have heart surgery as a newborn. You can imagine for parents, it's a nightmare scenario. And it was made worse by this, that evidently mothers cannot fly for the first 48 hours after they give birth because of some complications that could happen. So mom had to stay in Montana, and the new dad, because it was their first child, had to fly with his sick daughter down to Denver. Now, good news, right? They performed the surgery, which to me is just fascinating. This little heart. They did surgery, and what they did was they detached and then reattached both the aorta and the pulmonary artery. So successful, except there were still consequences. And the consequences were actually serious too. So the little girl's heart began to develop significant arrhythmias. So it beat really, really fast, and then it beat really slow. And it wasn't like our hearts, consistent, consistent, consistent. What was the solution? More surgery? Not this time. Something way more beautiful. This is where the story, to me, is really, really beautiful. They called in the dad, and they had him take off his shirt and recline on a chair. And then they simply put the little girl on his chest. And what happened was this. Her heart began to match the strong rhythm of her father's heart. So her heart learned how to beat rightly by being close to her father's heart. The arrhythmias stopped, and now she's a happy, healthy little girl. You would never know any of this happened in her first days alive in this earth. Well, friends, there are so many direct connections to the spiritual life in this story that I hardly know where to begin and where to stop. But briefly this, that little girl is all of us spiritually. Born, but with a heart defect, where things that should flow one way are actually reversed. That's the consequence of original sin, which we heard about last week in the first reading. What should be natural to our hearts becomes disrupted and even reversed because things aren't in their right place. So what does that look like? Well, where we should know and believe that we are loved by God, now we doubt. And we doubt his goodness and his care for us. Where we should be trusting, we are fearful. Where we should obey God because he loves us and knows us and wants what's best for us, now we rebel. where we should be generous or selfish and turned inward, and where we should know who we are, we're confused and we make mistakes about our deepest identity, and so on and so on. And that's the plight of every single person here. You, me, all of us. We all have a heart condition. And the consequences of original sin are so wide and deep. It messes everything up. Well, what's the remedy? Well, I'll tell you what it's not. What is not is this, that we should just will our way to doing better things, that we should just make ourselves better, that we should do more good things, and we should stop doing more bad things. Friends, that doesn't work, because we can't fix ourselves, which is to say, we'll always need a savior, that we actually need heart surgery, that we need the divine physician to come and reorder our hearts, fix what is wrong, put things back in their proper place so that things flow rightly. And the good news is this, that that has happened. That heart surgery is called the redemption. And friends, that has already happened. This stained glass window right here, Jesus on the cross, above it, it says, consummatum est. That's Latin for it is finished. The redemption has happened. Every single person here has been redeemed. Every single one of us. Every single person you meet in the street has been redeemed. Jesus dying on the cross for all of humanity. It's already happened. Consummatum est. But there's more to it than just the redemption. There's also sanctification. And sanctification is the healing of our hearts. And we are finally healed by learning the rhythm of the Father's heart, by being placed right there, just like that little girl, a dependent child, listening to and then imitating the rhythm of the Father's heart. So can that happen for us? Did God the Father actually do that for you and for me, for every person? Yes, he did. You bet he did. He gives his son to us. So Jesus is our savior and he's our friend, but he's also the full revelation of the Father. That's actually what he came to do, to show us the Father. Now, you might remember Philip, he asks Jesus a question. Actually, it's not a question. He requests something from Jesus, and his instincts are spot on. They're dead right. He says to Jesus, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. He's right on the money. And then Jesus says, Philip, have I been with you so long and you still do not know who I am? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Or think of St. John at the Last Supper. What does he do that's unique to him? At a certain point in the evening, he rests his head upon the chest of our Lord, listening to the rhythm of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is to say, listening to the rhythm of the Father. Because Jesus' Sacred Heart is the revelation of the Father's heart. See, everything that God is doing in the Incarnation is the Father seeking to reveal to us his heart, which is to say, seeking to reveal to us how loved we are. That's the whole movement of the Incarnation. It's the Father's love that spurs everything. Out of love, the Father sends his Son to us. Out of love, the Father is willing to see his Son offer himself in sacrifice for us. All of that is to reveal to us the Father's heart, the Father's love. And when a father shares his heart, something unique and irreplaceable happens. And I want to speak to the dads in the congregation today. When a father shares his heart, something unique and irreplaceable happens. The child who knows his father's heart, which is to say, the love of his father, grows up strong and confident. The child who knows his father's heart knows his identity, and that identity rests on a firm foundation, so that when challenges of life come, that foundation is solid. That child knows who he is. The gift from a father is unique and irreplaceable. It's unique. No one else can do it. It's irreplaceable. It can't be supplied for without a huge work of grace, and we'll talk about that. Moms, you give a unique and irreplaceable gift too, but your gift is different because a father loves differently than a mother loves. Okay, dads, share your heart with your kids. Not just your skill, not just your knowledge. Share your heart with your kids, which is to say, share your love. Now, we live in a broken world. We know that it's hard for us to share our love because we're sinners and we're all in need of healing ourselves. So God can supply if your father wasn't able to give you the gift that you would hope he would have given you. Or if you're a dad now and you're struggling to give that gift, it's where we come to the Father's heart. We come to Him and we learn the rhythm of His heart so that we can give that same love as a father, so that we can receive that love that maybe our own father couldn't give to us. God knows how to work around all those obstacles, and He can make something very beautiful out of something that seems to be very broken. That's what the Heavenly Father does at every single Mass, my friends. We come to Him with our heart defects, with something that needs to be healed. And He gives us the perfect remedy. He gives us His Son. What is most tender and precious to His heart, He gives to us. And you know why? Because we are also what is most precious and tender in His heart. Every single one of us. There's no one here who is a disappointment to the Father. We might do things that disappoint Him, but no one here is a disappointment. We're all beloved sons and daughters through adoption. But God the Father loves us with the same love that He loves Jesus, who is His Son by nature. That's how loved we are. Well, brothers and sisters, today, rest in that love. Rest on His heart. And learn the rhythm. Because that rhythm is what heals your heart and mine. And that rhythm is what heals the world through us. What a gift it is to be loved by so perfect a Father.